This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. President Joe Biden promised that the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was 4 years of neglect and abuse of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address as president, America cannot afford to be absent on the world stage. Diplomacy is at the center of our foreign policy. He said that American alliances are our greatest assets, while warning both Russia and China of American resolve. Trump, employing an America First credo, had often quarreled with traditional U.S. allies while taking a softer tone with authoritarian states. Biden said he told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a phone call last week that the days of the U.S. rolling over to Moscow are over. An advisor to former President Trump said he rejected a request by House Democrats to testify under oath at his upcoming impeachment trial, claiming the proceeding is unconstitutional. Lead impeachment manager, Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin, asked in a letter sent by email Thursday that the former president testify either before or during the trial that begins on Tuesday. Minutes before the attack, which resulted in the deaths of five people, Trump told thousands of supporters at a rally near the White House to fight like hell as Congress was in the process of formally certifying President Joe Biden's election win. A Capitol police officer was among those who died in the rioting, and the House impeached Trump 1 week later with the help of 10 Republicans who joined Democrats in support. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is